Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in Islamabad after a day of talks in New Delhi, talks aimed at reducing tension between India and Pakistan. Rumsfeld and Indian officials discussed how to verify that the infiltration of militants from Pakistani-controlled territory to Indian-controlled territory has stopped. Secretary Rumsfeld wrapped up his meetings today at the residence of Indian's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and then briefed journalists about his mission. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld's visit comes just a week after the visit of another high-ranking U.S. official, Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage. Armitage won a pledge from Pakistan's President, General Pervez Musharraf, to end cross-border infiltration permanently. India responded to that pledge this week by pulling its warships back from their positions near Pakistan's coast. India also restored overflight privileges to Pakistani commercial aircraft. Today, Secretary Rumsfeld expressed U.S. appreciation for those steps and for Prime Minister Vajpayee's leadership during this tense period. And he made it clear that India's desire for an end to cross-border infiltration is America's desire, too.
The goal is to see that there is not infiltration across the line of control, and there are not terrorist acts. And that is our interest, and certainly it is the interest of all of the members of the coalition.
Secretary Rumsfeld said he and Indian officials discussed ways of monitoring cross-border infiltration, including the use of electronic sensors, but he said no conclusions had been reached. Rumsfeld also spoke of a possible al-Qaeda presence in Kashmir, though he did not specify on which side, Pakistan-controlled Kashmir or Indian-controlled Kashmir.
I have seen indications that there, in fact, are al-Qaeda operating in the area that we're talking about, near the line of control. I do not have hard evidence of precisely how many or who or where.
India's Defense Minister George Fernandez said last month that hundreds of al-Qaeda operatives were in Pakistan-controlled Kashmir. At that time, U.S. officials said they had no evidence to support the Indian claim. Indian officials may have offered that evidence to Secretary Rumsfeld today. Rumsfeld would not speculate on whether U.S. troops would be used to hunt for al-Qaeda operatives in Kashmir on either side if their presence there is confirmed. The issue is likely to surface tomorrow when he meets with President Musharraf in Islamabad. Secretary Rumsfeld came to the region with hopes of convincing India and Pakistan to take further steps to reduce the likelihood of war. But India has made it clear additional conciliatory gestures will be linked to evidence that cross-border infiltration has stopped. India has also made it clear its troops massed along the frontier will stay until after state assembly elections in Kashmir this fall, just in case militants try to disrupt those elections. Pakistan today played down this week's conciliatory gestures by India. A foreign ministry statement said, quote, "In a situation where the Indian forces are massed on Pakistan's borders, in a dangerous posture of confrontation, the Indian decisions do not address the main causes of tension," end quote. Fears of war may have eased for the moment, but the situation is far from resolved. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.